President Bush, in Crawford, Texas, for the New Year's holiday, talked today about the looming international crises in Iraq and North Korea. And he tried to explain why, in his view, the two problems require very different approaches. On Iraq, the president's administration is threatening war. But the response to North Korea's reactivated nuclear weapons program has drawn only calls for diplomacy from the White House. Today, the president sounded doubtful that a peaceful resolution can be had in Iraq, but he downplayed even the possibility of military conflict in North Korea. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne reports.
President Bush was headed to Crawford's only diner to have a hamburger when he stopped briefly to take a few questions from reporters. He was asked about North Korea, which has both an advanced nuclear weapons program and an unpredictable dictator running the country. Why, a reporter asked, push diplomacy there but not in Iraq?
The international community has been trying to resolve the situation in Iraq through diplomacy for 11 years. And for 11 years, Saddam Hussein has defied the international community. And now we've brought the world together to send a clear signal. We expect him to disarm, to get rid of his weapons of mass destruction.
And the president added there remains the real possibility that North Korea's leaders can be persuaded that it's not in their interest to arm their country with nuclear weapons. Still, the president's remarks do leave some confusion over exactly what this administration's policy toward North Korea is. On talk shows on Sunday, Secretary of State Colin Powell stated that the Bush administration does not endorse a policy in place during the Clinton years to attack North Korean facilities believed to be building nuclear weapons. But today, the president did say that all options are always on the table for any president. The president was also asked about Iraq and the cost of going to war there and whether a still struggling U.S. economy could afford such an expense. His response, that doing nothing could prove even more costly.
An attack from Saddam Hussein or a surrogate of Saddam Hussein would cripple our economy. My biggest job and most important job is to protect the security of the American people, and I'm going to do that. And I have made the case and will continue to make the case that Saddam Hussein with weapons of mass destruction is a threat to the security of the American people.
The president did stress that he has not yet made up his mind regarding the use of military force against Iraq. And despite the movement of troops in the Gulf region, he warned against assuming war is inevitable at this point.
You said we're headed to war in Iraq. I don't know why you say that. I hope we're not headed to war in Iraq. I'm the person who gets to decide, not you. And I hope this can be done peacefully. We've got a military presence there to remind Saddam Hussein, however, that when I say we will lead a coalition of the willing to disarm him if he chooses not to disarm, I mean it.
Mr. Bush said his New Year's resolution is to try to find peaceful solutions in both Iraq and North Korea. But again, taking a harder line with Iraq, he added that the weapons declaration Iraq sent to the United Nations fell short. And he said Saddam Hussein appears to have not heard the message. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.